KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's partly cloudy and 66 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly sunny today. The high of 96, a heat advisory continues until 7 p.m. on Friday. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In Southwest Iowa news, three teens were injured during a rollover accident Wednesday afternoon near Sidney in Fremont County. Sheriff's officials say a vehicle the teens were in was traveling south on 260th Avenue, just south of 200th Street at around 3:30 p.m. when the vehicle began to fishtail. The driver overcorrected and lost control, causing the vehicle to roll several times. Two passengers in the vehicle who were not wearing their seatbelts were ejected. The driver was wearing a seatbelt. Injured in the crash were 16-year-olds Autumn Graham and the driver of the car, Kenan Neneman, along with 15-year-old Shay Sears. Neneman and Sears were transported by ambulance to Grape Hospital, while Graham was flown by medical helicopter to a trauma center. The crash remains under investigation, but officials say alcohol was not believed to be a factor. News time is 7:08.
Helen, where are we going? To see the house I just bought, Marge. Marge, look at this huge living room and the woodwork. Isn't it gorgeous?
Well, yes, Helen, but what's that smell?
I think they just had some bad potpourri.
No, Helen, I think it's more than that. I think we better go check the bathroom to see if the toilet is clogged and if the sewer is backed up. On second thought, I don't think we should go in there. Let's call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. They can check the septic tank and do a furnace inspection so everything will be fixed and ready for you to move in.
Whether you're buying a house or remodeling your own, Masker Plumbing and Heating can come and inspect your septic tank. All septic tanks have to be brought up to code by DNR. While Maskers are at your house, have them check your furnace, too. They can fix it if it's in need of repair or recommend a more efficient York furnace or heat pump. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you at 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. The driver of a cement truck was transported to a hospital in Omaha Wednesday afternoon after the vehicle blew a tire, went out of control, and rolled onto its side before coming to rest partially in a ditch. The accident happened around 2:30 p.m. on southbound Interstate 29, just north of Highway 370. The Iowa State Patrol told the Daily Nonpareil the female driver of the truck suffered unknown, possibly critical injuries and had to be extricated from the vehicle before being transported to Allegiant Creighton University Medical Center by Lewis Township Fire and Rescue. Rescue units from Glenwood, Lewis Township, and Pacific Junction, along with a medical helicopter, were called to the scene. Access to southbound I-29 from I-80 was shut down for about 2 hours following the crash. A teen from Madison County who was injured during a rollover crash the night of August 13th has died from his injuries. According to the McCallie Funeral Home in Adel, 16-year-old Devin Ray Umbaugh of the Adel and Winterset area died Sunday at Iowa Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Umbaugh was driving a 1993 Jeep Wrangler at around 10:25 p.m. on August 13th when the SUV went out of control on a 90-degree bend on a gravel road near the intersection of South 15th Street and Meadow Drive. The vehicle entered a ditch and landed on its side. The teen, who would have been a junior this year at the ADM High School, was not wearing a seatbelt. Funeral services for Devin Umbaugh will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the ADM High School in Adel. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green reports one person was arrested Tuesday for allegedly operating a psychedelic mushroom growing operation. Green said 34-year-old Joshua Mullen was taken into custody on a felony charge of manufacturing a Schedule I controlled substance within 1,000 feet of a park. Additional charges are expected. Mullen was released by the magistrate on its own recognizance Wednesday morning. The arrest took place after a search warrant was executed at 311 West 6th Street in Atlantic. Mushrooms were allegedly stored in several large jars and aquariums. A search was conducted by officers with the Atlantic Police Department along with deputies from the Cass County Sheriff's Office. Present at the time of the search was James Mullen and Joshua Mullen. During the search, authorities discovered an active psilocybin mushroom growing operation along with evidence of manufacturing psilocybin or magic mushrooms, which can create a hallucinogenic effect when ingested. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest on Tuesday of 23-year-old Rihanna Marie Christensen of Cumberland. Christensen was arrested at around 3 p.m. on an outstanding Audubon County warrant. She's been charged with failure to appear on an original charge of possession of controlled substance, marijuana. Christensen was being held in the Audubon County Jail on $1,250 bond and is scheduled to appear in district court on Tuesday, September 3rd. Sheriff's officials said also 26-year-old Cale James Bullock of Gray turned himself into the Audubon County Sheriff's Office Tuesday on an outstanding warrant for revocation of probation. He has since posted bond and was released. Bullock is also scheduled to appear in district court. News time is 7:12. Fall is coming, and Masker Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home's heating system is working efficiently. Call Dwayne Masker of Masker Plumbing and Heating at 243-2260. Dwayne and the guys will be happy to come to your home and professionally check your furnace and do any necessary repair work, including changing your furnace filters. They want to make sure your current heating system is working correctly. Not only does Masker Plumbing and Heating do repairs, they are our local York Heating and Cooling System dealer in Atlantic, and York offers a high-efficiency heat pump. Maskers can also take care of your septic tank. They can inspect it and fix it if things aren't working right. If you're buying a house or remodeling, the septic tank has to be at code by DNR. So give Masker Plumbing and Heating a call today or stop in and see them at 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In our funeral announcements, 57-year-old Gary Berg of Bridgewater died Monday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Scripture services for Gary Berg will be today at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Jack Manns, age 88, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Jack Manns will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Lorna Palmer, age 92, of Coon Rapids, died Tuesday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Lorna Palmer will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. The news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.